Site 1, City Hall Plaza. The history of Henderson began in World War II, but grew through the construction of the townsite area to house the workers. Water Street ran right through the townsite area and became the commercial and civic heart of Henderson, hosting churches, stores, schools, and city offices. The name of the street itself is rooted in Henderson's industrial heritage, being named for the water pipeline used to pump water to the BMI plant. The story of Henderson started in 1936, when Cleveland businessman Howard Eales obtained the mineral rights to the magnesium deposits in Gabbs, Nevada, 350 miles from Las Vegas, and began shipping the ore to his company, Basic Refractories in Ohio. On July 5, 1941, the Reconstruction Finance Corporation, a federal agency, approved the building of a major magnesium refractory in southern Nevada to be managed by Eales' company, now called Basic Management Incorporated. Work began with building of the world's largest magnesium plant, Basic Magnesium Incorporated, BMI, on September 15, 1941. Magnesium was crucial in the production of munitions and aircraft employed by the United States Army in World War II. BMI workers were very conscious of their contribution to the war effort. "Together we'll crush Hitler and his gang," proclaimed a telegraph addressed to the BMI employees from Washington, D.C. on June 25, 1942, and reprinted in the company's newsletter, The Big Job. Construction of the plant proceeded at a rapid pace, and by August 1942, production of magnesium ingots began. Almost 15,000 people came across the country to work at the plant. As workers flocked to the area, a small community began to grow in the area around the plant. A shortage of housing in the immediate area spurred the construction of the basic town site, which began in February 1942 as a small community of temporary houses to accommodate the influx of families to the area. The later construction of large housing complexes, Victory Village and Carver Park, further expanded the housing options for BMI workers and their families. As the community grew, schools, churches, shops, and all the features of typical small towns began to appear. In 1944, a post office was established in the town site and named in honor of a former U.S. Senator from Nevada, Charles B. Henderson. Eventually, the name became associated with the whole community. In September 1944, the War Production Board called for a halt to the production of magnesium due to overproduction. The population of the area dropped dramatically, but some people stayed in the area to continue working at the plant as the newly formed Basic Management Incorporated, a consortium of private corporations like Stauffer Chemical and WECO, which had moved into the facilities. In 1948, the state of Nevada purchased the facility and the town site from the federal government to ensure the continued presence of industry in southern Nevada and to protect the young community of Henderson. Construction of new houses and businesses began, and Henderson began to grow again. In 1953, the city was officially incorporated, with James B. French sworn in as its first mayor. Over the second half of the 20th century, as Henderson was one of the fastest growing cities in America, Water Street changed. It continues to serve as the heart of downtown Henderson, though, hosting farmers market, many annual special events and parades, and other gatherings for residents and visitors. The cultural landscape on Water Street and in the surrounding neighborhood illustrates the birth of the community out of the temporary housing built for basic magnesium workers. It offers a number of interpretive possibilities to tell the story of Henderson to the people who call it home and visitors alike.